Hey friends, welcome back to the podcast. Today, I want to share something really personal. And this isn't a polished teaching or a 5 steps to fixing your life kind of episode. Nope, today it's just me talking with you from my heart. You know, I've walked through life long enough that I have definitely faced my share of happiness and despair. And if you're anything like me, you've probably found yourself moving between moments of pure joy and moments where you're on your knees before God. It's like you're just crying out for Him to meet you in the storm. And I call these moments the gut punches, those storm moments, those times when life takes the wind right out of your sails and leaves you wondering how you'll ever stand again. And that's some of what I want to talk about today. But really, this message is what it's like to live on the other side of answered prayers. Like I mentioned in the opening, when you walk through life long enough, you face your share of happiness and despair. And like me, you may have spent many of your years transitioning from the euphoria of joy that radiates through you like the sunbeam shining across the sea, to possibly a blob of a mess crying out to God on bended knees with mascara streaming down your face and nothing but the sounds of your moans pleading like a soldier waving a white flag of surrender. The gut punch, the little name I have given to those moments that come creeping in and destroy everything that possibly seemed normal. It's like a Category 5 hurricane raged through your life and you are left with shattered pieces of reality that seems impossible to restore. Anyone living on planet Earth has for sure experienced a gut punch at one point in their life. Physical, for some, or just in the form of life taking the wind right out of your sails. And it's in those moments and those times that we find ourselves facing battles with a plethora of troops by our sides. They rush in quickly as news reaches their tender hearts. I'm here for you and I'm praying for you echoes through your text messages, your voicemails, and your social media posts. They creep into your hospital rooms or into your personal space at home. They're there. And it's in those moments, it's like you've won a popularity contest you never signed up for. They truly mean well, and at the time, the words spoken were as true as the sun rising in the east and setting in the west. But let's face it, life happens for us all. We find ourselves offering up hall passes as a way to release friends, family, and strangers from the unspoken bond that has connected us as a storm rages through our life. We trust that the prayers are still being pleaded on our behalf for the miracle that we're longing for. But we know it isn't fair to tie up their life, to put their hopes and their dreams on hold as we watch ours pass through our fingers like sand. It just isn't fair to ask someone to stand in the storm with you, especially when the storm seems to be anything but done with you. So what happens on the other side of prayers? For some, the answers to those precious prayers come and the storm rages on to another that will be caught up in its grips. For others, the answers seem to have been lost in the raging winds. And for a few, it appears the answers have come, but with an array of factors no one could have foreseen. I've lived life somewhere in the midst of all three sides of prayers, through the grief of accepting that the answers never came and the cost of the silence from heaven seems to want to crush my faith. I've felt the many cycles of grief as I cling to the hem of Jesus's garment with a death grip. I've been blessed to have some of my prayers answered exactly the way I had imagined. Oh, what a sweet, sweet blessing that is. Truly, one of life's greatest treasures has to be the opportunity to witness God's power and faithfulness align with our simple pleas. But most of my life experience has been lived in the shadows of life on the other side of answered prayers. And what I mean by that is to many, it appears that God has answered with faithfulness and life seems to move along for all. But me and my family. And maybe that's you too. Maybe you found yourself living on the other side of answered prayers. You don't want to be bitter. You know how truly blessed you are. But for some reason, there is a longing within you that just leaves you hoping and longing for more. Life in the limbo. This is the simplest way to express what this feels like. That uncertain, transitional state where you find yourself living between two phases of life. The troops rallied, they called out to God, you went to war with the devil, and the power of God moved within your life with heavenly force and power. But what now? One of my most recent experiences of life in limbo was in 2019 when our son Dylan faced the grips of death. Our troops rallied and called down every blessing from heaven we could. And after 40 days of raging war, our sweet guy came home. Friends, our prayers had been answered. Praise God. But if I am being honest, I had so many questions as I watched my families face the uncertainty of this life on the other side of those precious answered prayers. Life was in no way normal. It was more complex than ever, and it still is. But our Dylan was and is alive. Then in 2024, I received a phone call from my parents in the late night. My sweet sister was in the hospital and was raging a war with an aggressive cancer, all while being pregnant with her precious son, Hudson, and as her sweet daughter, Raylan, and her husband, Joshua, looked on. Again, troops rallied. Again, prayers were answered. And when we thought her time with us was coming to an end, God stepped in and said, "I'm not finished with her." Now, here we are, almost a year later, and this precious girl has walked through hell and back as she has continued to rage war on this vicious disease. Sister, she faces battles most of us don't even know about, because honestly, she is always that girl with a smile and the faith of a saint. But this, my friends, this is life on the other side of answered prayers. It is filled with praise. It is filled with joy and hope, but it's also filled with heartaches, confusion, fear, and at times despair. You see, life rages on and we adjust to the new tempo of the cadence that has become our battle cry. So as we close today, I want to talk to you. Friend, maybe you're living there right now on the other side of answered prayers. Maybe God answered, but life still feels heavy, complicated, even confusing. Maybe you've seen his faithfulness, but your heart is still longing for more. You're not alone. Here's the truth I keep coming back to. God never promised us that the storms wouldn't come, but what he promised is that he would be with us in them. Isaiah 43:2 says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you." That was a blessing spoken to Israel as an expression of God's love and the benefits that come from that love. And sister, that same love is promised to you and to me. As his precious children, as daughters of the King, he will not let the waters or the fire overtake us. He is with us. And we can take heart in that, because he has already overcome the world. So today, I just want to encourage you, don't lose heart. Even when life feels like limbo, God is still writing your story. Even when it seems like your prayers were answered differently than you expected, his love has not changed. And even when you don't see the outcome yet, he's working in ways you can't imagine. So let's close this time in unity and prayer. If you're listening right now, I want you to just pause for a moment and lift up someone else who might be walking through a storm. Maybe you don't even know their name or their situation, but you can trust that God knows. Let's stand in the gap for one another. And as we do, let's also take a moment to praise him for every answered prayer in our lives, the ones that looked exactly like we had hoped, and the ones that stretched our faith and carried us closer to his heart. And if you're not sure what to pray right now, here's a simple prayer you can make your own. Lord, meet me here. Give me strength for today and hope for tomorrow. Help me trust you, even in the waiting, and help me to keep my eyes on you. Amen. Thank you for spending this time with me today. I pray that as you walk through your own journey, you'll find peace, encouragement, and renewed hope in the presence of our faithful God. If you need prayer, I encourage you to email us at admin@stacytassenministries.org so that we can pray alongside of you. Until next time, let's keep holding on to Him and holding on to each other.